Our big focus on the show tonight. Well, stars have hit the road to 2024 general elections. And as the campaign picks up, the two big alliances in the fray are not just wooing voters, but key allies from across the country. With the North almost sealed, the BJP is now looking south to expand the NDA juggernaut. From key southern satraps to the smallest of regional parties with influence, the Charso Bar pitch seems to be the focus of the BJP's campaign. But this is crucial allies continue to dump the India bloc one after the other. And as they kickstart their campaign without seat-sharing talks reaching fruition, is the India message really resonating with the voters? Let's take a look at the quote-unquote India picture. Well, as of now, as far as Punjab is concerned, seems to be the latest blow to the India bloc. The Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress have had a fallout there. The Aam Aadmi Party is set to go solo in Punjab. In Delhi as well, the indication seems to be that Arvind Kejriwal will go it alone. He has pitched for all seven seats here in the national capital. In West Bengal, Mamata Banerjee has already dumped the Congress and she is set to go solo. In Bihar, meanwhile, of course, Nitish Kumar's big jolt to the Congress and the India bloc. Nitish Kumar jumped ship to the NDA. So with the India bloc looking like an unimaginable alliance to stitch together, on left, right and centre tonight, we ask, is the India existence in peril as the BJP fast-tracks the NDA expansion? Well, joining me on the programme tonight, I'm being joined by Shehzad Poonawalla, the senior BJP spokesperson in studio with us. Also with me, Shama Mohammed, spokesperson of the Congress. Akshay Marathi of the Aam Aadmi Party is also with us. And Sajjan Kumar, political analyst, is joining us as well. Going across to you first, Akshay Marathi, because, you know, the Aam Aadmi Party's stand seems to be unclear. Well, on the one hand, while Arvind Kejriwal said that, you know, the possibility of an alliance cannot be ruled out, he continues to pitch for the Aam Aadmi Party in crucial states, including in Delhi, where he has asked or appealed to the voters to give the Aam Aadmi Party all seven seats. What is Arvind Kejriwal's game plan, really?
Look, Vedant, the India Alliance was formed with the clear shared goal that the Bharatiya Janata Party needs to be defeated in 2024 if we want to save our country. The Election Commission has already given us a tentative timeline of when the election is going to happen. So obviously, time is of paramount importance. We have only 2 or 3 months left to campaign, 2 or 3 months left to put forth our agenda as the India Alliance. And in that respect, the Aam Aadmi Party has been working
with
the Congress
Party. But Akshay Marathi, the agenda needs to be set right now. I mean, as you said, the elections are just 3 or 4 months away. Is the India message really resonating with voters? This is the time you need to be setting the agenda.
There is a very large block of voters, Vedant, that is hell-bent on defeating the Bharatiya Janata Party. It is up to the parties if they want to come together and give those voters an alternative to the BJP. And Aam Aadmi Party is firmly in that camp. Where we are telling our voters that we have to defeat the BJP to be able to save our country. And we are waiting for the Congress to finalize seat-sharing agreements. But all that we are saying is, if those talks do not lead to fruition, then Aam Aadmi Party is competent, it is strong. We will give a good fight to the BJP on the 7 seats of Delhi and in the 13 seats of Punjab, Chandigarh combined.
All right, so it seems to be a confusing message, perhaps, Akshay Marathi, but let me get Shehzad Poonawalla to respond to that. The point that Akshay Marathi is making, that perhaps there's a block of voters which thinks that the India block is looking at something larger than these elections. Would you agree? You know, whether it is Rahul Gandhi's Bharat Jodo Nyaya Yatra, where he talks about, you know, big concepts like justice and democracy. Do you see this message resonating with voters?
First of all, Vedant, let me articulate to you that the Bharatiya Janata Party is not one bit interested in what goes on in their alliance. It's an alliance that is based on hypocrisy, confusion and convenience. And therefore, they will meet the fate that they are destined to. We are focused on a mission and vision for this country, taking the country from 10th to 5th position.
But isn't the NDA also, Shehzad, building toilets for this country? Focused on convenience.
I will tell you. Building toilets for this country, building infrastructure for this country, taking the per capita income to twice the size it was before. So this is what our focus is. Now coming to the question that you asked me. First of all, the Akshay Marathi just said that you want to save the country, save democracy. Do you know in Bengal, Trinamool Congress is accused of killing democracy by Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary? In Punjab, when Khera is arrested, the Congress accuses Aam Aadmi Party of killing democracy. In South, in Kerala, Congress accuses Pinarayi Vijayan, because Shama Mohammed comes from Kerala, of killing democracy. So look at the hypocrisy. They accuse each other of killing democracy and they'll come together to save democracy. Secondly, justice for whom? whom? Let me tell my good friend Akshay, and I know he gets personal with me, but even then I'll try. Akshay, didn't the Delhi Assembly pass a resolution for justice for Sikhs and said that Mr. Rajiv Gandhi was responsible and therefore Bharat Ratna should be taken away? And today, you're allying with the same Congress party which was responsible for the killing and of Sikhs? Is that justice for Sikhs?
But perhaps, so look, Shahzad, it works both ways. Because, you know, many people turn around and say that Nitish Kumar also said that he would never return to the NDA fold. And then he's come back. So alliances always work on convenience.
I'll address that in just 20 seconds because the other panels have to speak. The difference between Nitish Kumar ji and what they are trying to cobble up together is that the alliance of Nitish Kumar and BJP got the mandate in 2020. It was Mr. Nitish Kumar who went there for some time and he realized whatever he had done was not the correct thing for the mandate. So he's come back. The Shiv Sena and the BJP won the mandate in 2019.
Okay.
So the real Shiv Sena is now with us. So there's no defeating of the mandate. The mandate has been respected. But again, without getting personal, Akshay Marathe, I know, is a person of high integrity. Akshay, didn't you tweet this about Rahul Gandhi? Rahul Gandhi is going to speak at Harvard Kennedy School a second time in 6 months. I am feeling a little bad for both Rahul Gandhi and Harvard. Rahul Gandhi has failed twice already in any functional democracy. He will be kicked out of the leadership by his own party.
The point you made about allies, that's interesting. Let me get Shama Mohammed to weigh in on this. Shama Mohammed, do you feel the Congress and the Congress leadership has, in a sense, failed to lure its allies? At a time when you have the BJP sort of on this ally hunt, north, south, far and wide, at such a time, do you think the Congress leadership has failed to keep the allies together? Or offer anything to the allies, in fact?
Yeah, before I come to that, he was talking about ideologies nearly. Just let me give you two examples. Janak Janta Party, Janakya Janta Party of Haryana, Dushyant Singh, before they formed this coalition, he was abusing Narendra Modi. In fact, abusing. But when the government formation happened, since they want to come to power, they don't care. They formed the government with somebody who abused them. One example. Number two, in Meghalaya election, they were in coalition with NPP. But when they fought the election, they fought it separately. In that, I will show you the speech of Mr. Amit Shah where he says, NPP is corrupt, Conrad Sangma is corrupt. And in their manifesto, they put it that if they come back to power, they will put Conrad Sangma into jail and they will sue him for corruption. After the election, the party they were calling corrupt, the man they were calling corrupt, they won two MLAs. Right. In Meghalaya, they joined the party. They joined with Conrad Sangma again. So what is this? They will do anything for power. They will touch somebody's feet. They will do anything. They just don't have an ideology, the BJP.
But are you offering a lucrative alternative to these allies? Are you offering anything to these allies for them to stay with you?
He has been abusing us sitting there, the Shehzad Poonawalla, the clown. And then you have to...
Let's not get personal, Shama Mohammed, and come back to the question. Are you offering anything to the allies to stay with you?
No. We knew in Punjab we would have a problem because we are the principal opposition. It's not new news to us. We knew we will have problem in Kerala because we are the principal opposition. And we knew the third state where we'll have problem is West Bengal. So it's fine. See, there's something called they could fight alone. There's something called a post-poll alliance. That's what we did in 2004. So this is not something which you know, why are they losing sleep and you media people are basically losing sleep? Let me tell you one more thing. Is that why is, if they are not worried, why do they break alliances? Putting the JMM, the first time a sitting chief minister has gone behind bars because they want to see to it that alliance doesn't work. So they are so hungry and so vindictive. See, they are worried. They are seeing that.
Let me get Shehzad to respond to that and then I'll go to Sajjan Kumar listening very patiently.
There is an undercurrent of unemployment and price rise, which is a very, very serious issue in India. They think that they can just go on with the mandir the whole time, but there is an undercurrent. Go out and ask anybody on the street. They can't bear the gas prices.
Shehzad come in on this. As Shama Mohammed says, that there is no construct of ideology as far as these your alliance is concerned.
And the
other point that Shama Mohammed made about, you know, this hunger for power, as the opposition says. What is the need for Char Sopar?
Let me address each of these. I'm going to give a pass to the personal jibe because I think unintelligent and irrelevant people make personal jibes. So now coming back to the question. She said that we don't have an ideology. Fair enough. You do, right, Shama? This is you.
He looks into anti-corruption. Why people who are close to him are not asked to step down? He asked the Shingla in Punjab to resign. Have you seen that?
So what is
one second? Can you please ask the question? Quiet. I heard her out.
Taking the resignation of the deputy CM of Delhi. Definitely.
Let's come back to the question.
One second. Why is so perturbed? Why is so perturbed? Let it be heard.
Where is the Lokpal now?
I don't hear that. What about
this? Is Shama Mohammad? Now Vedant, I didn't interrupt anybody.
Shama Mohammad,
I think we shouldn't get so rattled. Here is Shama Mohammad just being sanctimonious and lecturing me. Here is Shama Mohammad asking Kejriwal that what is Sisodia hiding? That's why you're protecting him. And therefore, I ask, please, can you stop the interruption?
I will talk, but how do I talk?
I am pitted against two panelists and she's interrupting me constantly. Can you ask them to not interrupt me? I'll finish my point. Why is Shama so perturbed? Here is Shama Mohammad just being sanctimonious, and I've just called her out for what she said, that Kejriwal and Sisodia are corrupt. Now, today, has she compromised on that? First question. Secondly, Kejriwal himself, I think Kejriwal has a little more integrity than the Congress. Forget the Congress. Kejriwal said, I swear on my children, I will not touch Congress with a barge pole. He had fought under India against corruption in Anna Hazare. Akshay Marathe, my friend, was a part of that movement. Today, what has happened? Lalu is convicted and corrupt. But anyways, that's so much for their ideology. Now, as far as the NDA is concerned, you are asking why we are trying to aim for 400. Of course, we want a good and a big mandate, because in democracy, the people's mandate means everything. And the bigger mandate that the people give us, the better we can perform. If you saw, we got 303 seats and the alliance got 330 seats. We removed 370. We got in the law for triple talaq. Okay. We ensured that the Ram Mandir was constructed smoothly. We ensured that other things that we had promised, including the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhidiyam, was passed.
And perhaps, and therefore, we are fulfilling our promises. Going beyond ideology, even if it's an alliance of pragmatism, it seems to be working. Sajjan Kumar, listening very patiently. Sajjan Kumar, do you think that what do you think is the future of the India bloc? Do you think going on the campaign road without seat sharing talks having reached fruition, without sort of any sort of plan in place, do you think that's going to work for the India bloc? Because the optics also seem to be not very impressive for the alliance.
Yeah, I mean, this question, this seems to be almost a settled debate. One, India Alliance suffers from the crisis of the anchor. The anchor happens to be the Congress party. And the states wherein Congress has something to offer, or has the incentive to give to the allies, like Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan, or say Telangana, wherein it has a substantial vote bank, therein it...
seem to have lost that line with Sajjan Kumar, but let me get Akshay Marathe in. Akshay Marathe, as I said, Punjab, of course, was going to be a complicated state for seat-sharing talks. But coming to Delhi, Delhi earlier, the Arvind Kejriwal had said that, it's almost a done deal, and there were a series of seat-sharing talks as well. But nothing seems to have materialized, because today you have Arvind Kejriwal saying that we will, asking voters to give the Aam Aadmi Party all seven seats. Arvind Kejriwal, in fact, also looking to make inroads in states where the Congress has organizational presence, like, Madhya Pradesh, or even states like Haryana. What is really the Aam Aadmi Party's stand here? You, of course, have said that you want to contest or get your fair share as far as the seat-sharing pact is concerned in states where you have an organizational presence. But that doesn't seem to be working out. Are you in the best interest of the alliance?
Vedant, it's not that Aam Aadmi Party is trying to make inroads. Aam Aadmi Party has 5 MLAs in Gujarat. We have 2 MLAs in Goa. We have a government in Punjab. We have a government in Delhi. So it is not as if we are making fresh inroads. We are merely
staking
claim to our fair share
of seats. As your tone also seems, Akshay Marathe, do you think this is in the best interests of the alliance? Because that also is sacrosanct. When you're pitching an alliance, the interests of the alliance have to be kept above the interests of a particular political party.
With that, I can speak for my party. We have been a party that has very systematically, consistently stood with the alliance. Not once has our leadership said anything against the alliance. We are even today saying that we are trying to get all our seat sharing conversations to materialize. We are trying to get it to fruition. But in the instance that it does not happen, then all we are saying is Aam Aadmi Party is very competent, very strong on all 7 seats of Delhi. Tomorrow, if there is no alliance between AAP and Congress in Delhi, are you saying Aam Aadmi Party should not fight those 7 seats? Of course, we will fight those 7 seats and we will win. That is the pitch that Mr. Kejriwal made today as well. It is in the situation that an alliance actually materializes, seat sharing takes place, then yes, Congress and Aam Aadmi Party will fight together. Okay. But it does not mean that we are you know, withdrawing from the fight. We will continue to keep our fight going against the BJP. We affirm that this is a goal that is you know, in the minds of the people as well. People are very fed up of the Bharatiya Janata Party government. Okay, they are just looking for an alternative that can pitch itself as a strong player.
Okay, Shama Mohammed, do you think it's lack of leadership, as far as the Congress party is concerned, that is really hurting the India bloc? You know, whether it is allies or voters, you know, you have the BJP able to sort of lure old allies from Uttar Pradesh to Bihar. And here, there seems to be a sort of a mistrust in the Congress leadership. Would you agree?
No, I will not agree. Before I come to it, I have to answer to Shehzad. He put out a video of mine, which is a debate. And I'm not going to say no to what I said. Of course, I've said that and I'm not going to deny it. But let's understand, Amit Shah, I'm just a spokesperson of a party. Amit Shah is the home minister. Amit Shah says he has no answer to that. With NPP, they are corrupt. It's in their manifesto. He puts it in a manifesto. Imagine the home minister of India says in a manifesto that once we come to power, we will put him behind bars, but then he joins power. Number two example, I have never said Ajit Pawar is corrupt. Devendra Fadnavis has said Ajit Pawar is corrupt. Kirit Somaiya said Ajit Pawar is corrupt. They have said that he has a 70,000 crore irrigation scam. And 3 weeks before Ajit Pawar became a part of them, the Prime Minister of India in Madhya Pradesh gave a speech in which he said Ajit Pawar is corrupt. Again, I'm saying our party did not say. Till then, there was an ED investigation. Then why
you
did
made
you
that
have
point, Shama? You made that point. Now. But talk to us about the Congress leadership.
You did not interrupt Shehzad. You do not interrupt me. All right. Otherwise, I leave the debate. Do not interrupt until I finish my point. Now, here is the Prime Minister of India calling somebody corrupt and then he has them in his party. There is no issue anywhere. It's only a spokesperson, because I spoke against the AAP government, and it's normal because we've always been at loggerheads. And of course, we are a part, we 29 parties got together. It's not something easy. Nobody can deny it, but there are other 25. There is DMK, there is JMM, there is NCP, there is the Uddhav Thackeray Shiv Sena. So there are many other parties with us. It's not that there aren't. There will be some problems. We knew that. We knew that from before. But here is the Prime Minister who calls somebody corrupt and you take him. Here is the Home Minister calling somebody corrupt and you take him. I mean, these are the people. So look, what do their words have any value? Why don't you ask them the question?
Okay. What are let they doing? Let me get Shehzad to respond to that.
One last thing. He talks about, Prime Minister, when he still said this. They said by 24, we'll become a 5 trillion economy. No. By 22, they would double the farmers' income. No. Where are our smart cities? No. By 22, they said all of us will get houses.
Point taken.
Nothing. So where
point
are all these farmers?
Vedan, just 10 seconds on that. The reason I made that point is because they started saying vindictiveness. So how can it be vindictive if the Congress is agreeing with the action on the Aam Aadmi Party? That's the limited point. Now, coming to your larger debate, I don't want it to be derailed. Let me make some...
So why don't you answer about Mr. Modi and Amit Shah?
I'm running out of time. That's not how we do debates at NDTV.
Ask him the question on Meghalaya.
Vedant, I don't want to derail your debate.
Why did you join the government of NDP? Ask him.
Vedant, on the larger point, Vedant, you know, 9 p.m. on NDTV is usually not like this. And I know you're trying your best. Let me make a few substantive points. The reason why their alliance is facing so many problems, look, even we have an alliance, seat sharing will be an issue. But the reason why it's a problem for them, and that's my analysis, is that they've grown at the cost of each other. For instance, the Aam Aadmi Party came to power after dislodging the Congress in Delhi and in Punjab. Now for them to come together on a seat sharing is much more difficult than parties who have not been dislodging each other's existence. They are cannibalizing each other and then wanting to join each other. That doesn't usually work. Second point.
But there was a similar thing playing out in Maharashtra as well, because at the grassroots, you have, you know, the Shinde Sena and the BJP
that's Shiv also Sena perhaps... and the BJP alliance, by the way, was a 25-year-old alliance. Then Uddhavji, for whatever purposes, lust of power, left the ideology and the alliance. Today, he's neither left with the ideology, nor the symbol, nor the Sankhya.
Okay.
In fact, on Savarkar or on Hindutva, you know what stand now he's taking. Anyways, forget that. There are three kinds of states in this country. One where their alliance is already formed, say Tamil Nadu. One where there's a straight fight between Congress and BJP. That's another issue. That's also sorted. But where they really need an alliance, Bengal, Gujarat, Where have they got an alliance so far? Forget logo, forget jhanda, forget agenda. They don't even have an alliance in place in these states. And therefore, the people are very clear. They want a mandate that is strong and with a vision and a mission, not this confusion and contradiction.
All
and
right.
corruption, if I may.
All right, I'm afraid I'm running completely out of time. But of course, alliance politics is always tricky. And as Shama Mohammed also said, there are certain states where seat sharing talks are predictably difficult, more difficult than certain other states. But as of now, optics not seeming very positive for the India alliance, even as NDA continues to expand its juggernaut. With that, we'll take a short break now. News continues on the other side. All right. In news just coming in, well, the BJP has announced candidates for the Rajya Sabha. In fact, very interesting names coming in from Uttar Pradesh as well. RPN Singh, a former Congress leader, is on the list. In fact, the BJP has really tried to balance the caste arithmetic as far as Uttar Pradesh is concerned. And BJP, the big takeaway seems to be that Sushil Kumar Modi has been denied a ticket there as far as Bihar is concerned. The TMC also earlier in the day announced its Rajya Sabha nomination. So, of course, interesting there as far as the Rajya Sabha nominations are concerned. UP particularly interesting because you have somebody from the Kurmi community, somebody from the Maurya community, from the Nishad community. So interesting balance of caste arithmetic there. Sudhanshu Trivedi has also been is also on the list. Chaudhary Tejveer Singh is also on the BJP's Rajya Sabha list. Sadhna Singh there from Ghazipur. So interesting mix there as far as the BJP's Rajya Sabha list is concerned. So well, that's all the time that we have on Left, Right and Center tonight. From all of us here, goodbye.